welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this crowded story arc, issue number 6. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last 5 episodes.
Okay, so we come into this basically where we left off in the last one. You've got Trotter, who's set up this grand scheme to herd Vita and Charlie into his little trap of death that is his big head, which is kind of funny because it's ironic that, you know, he's egotistical and he has a big head.
Yes.
Cameron is up there and she's like, hey, she's like, what are you doing? You need to stop this right now. You know, you can't do this. And he's like, no, trust me, it's going to be great. And she's like, no, you don't understand. You have to shut the cars down. If you don't shut the cars down, it's going to fuck everything up. And he's like, no. He's like, look, I've got it perfectly set up. And so we get these.
I will say this plan actually sounds legit for the most part. There's some science there, that comic science that wouldn't work.
But he's like, okay, look, she drives through my face. The
fire hydrants.
The fire hydrants explode, pushing her car, which also causes electrocution, shocks the car, kills the car, blows out all the lights, pops all the tires. Then there's an explosion from, I believe it's a mailbox.
Something like that, yeah.
That throws the car, and then we drop onto the car in...
with our
whatever
that is.
Yeah.
Thing
with, and
that
we're a couple million dollars richer.
The problem is, though, is Cameron's saying, did you set the controls for the car to back down as soon as they get to a certain point? Because if you don't do that, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. And he's like,
no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
So we get them going through the trap. Trap sets off. The fire hydrants hit 2 cars, which have pedestrians.
Again, the cars, he didn't take off the limiters or whatever the fuck they were. So the cars are going with Vita's car.
Yep.
And that's the problem. Because none of this stuff, what's happening now is not supposed to happen.
Yes.
And you see it start becoming a problem once the cars start crashing into his giant billboard face.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, wait, that's not supposed to happen. No, it's fine. We can still make this work.
Yeah. So the electrocution thing tries to happen, but one of the cars ends up taking out the power lines. And then Vita actually starts knocking the cars around to take care of things, except for the explosion, which actually,
it actually somewhat works.
It flips the car, but then the car flips back over.
I love this.
They get out of the car and they're both flipping Trotter off.
Well, yeah, because he's pissed off, like, 10 more feet. You just had to go 10 more feet.
Yeah.
And I could have just killed you. Fine, we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
And so he pulls out a fucking assault rifle and starts blasting away at him.
Yep.
Missing, and you know...
Dude, this... Yeah.
Yeah. So he hands back this little handgun to...
Cameron.
And then he gets out this fucking chain gun.
He's like, give me cover. Keep pin them down.
And...
yeah, the chain gun. The chain gun thing was just amazing.
Yeah. And so Vita's got a pocket knife. And...
this is gonna go well.
And Charlie's trying to get Vita's attention because she's got a handgun. And so she's like, you know, I can't get her attention. So she...
Oh, no, she does. Like, she says, come on, can something go my way? And that's when she looks, she sees it.
Oh, that's right.
Vita with a gun, she's like, ask a stupid question.
Yeah. So she packs it into the dog's little bag suit thing. And fucking Trotter starts shooting at the dog.
And that's... That's when he starts losing followers.
His followers, yeah.
Like, don't kill a dog.
And as he's, you know, coming back around, Vita's already got the pull on him.
Yep.
Or the draw on him, rather. He's wearing armor, body armor.
Thank God,
so
because
she shoots him 4 times to, you know, throw him off his game.
That proceeds to beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. Like, hardcore. And then he pulls a knife on her.
Yep.
And she just kicks the shit out of him even more.
I love it.
And she's like talking to the crew. She's like, yeah, go ahead. Try to edit around that shit.
I love it.
But as that's going on, a bunch of people start showing up. And then the cops show up. And
yeah, the cops basically stop them. And then Joe pops up.
Yeah, and she's, you know, they're talking back and forth. Yeah, we saw the feed. We got down here as soon as we could to get a look-see. And while all this is going on, they arrest Trotter. For mostly, not just for trying attempted murder, but the reckless endangerment and all that shit from, you know,
all the people that he put in those cars. Yeah.
And one of the police that's talking to the witnesses just happens to have green lips.
And the shades.
We forgot about the glasses.
But the big thing, like, she changes her appearance constantly. Like, in the first issue that we saw her in, like, issue, end of issue two or three. She had, like, the green hair. And then next issue, she had, like,
two different colored hair.
Ponytails.
Yeah.
This one, she's got the one colored hair, all
bangs. And
yeah. So she's a person of mystery.
But while Joe and Vita are talking, they're talking to, I'm assuming it's a detective named Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk about how Cameron left before Trotter's disaster happened, and they're sending an unit to her apartment. Yep. Before she gets away. But basically, Joe tells Vita that, you know, hey, you need to get the hell out of town. And Vita's like, well, you know, I can't do that. I, you know, this and that and the other. She's like, no, you just, at least for the next 27 days, just get out of town.
Yeah, like, just once this is over, you can come back, and then we'll talk about us.
Yeah, and then kisses her.
Yep. Oh, we get a surprised look from Charlie.
And an angry look from Greenlips.
Yes.
And,
I like that it threw Vita off so much
that she doesn't even move. She just stays in the same awkward, like, half-bent-over pose for until Joe walks away.
Uh-huh.
And then they drive away in the poor heap of a car.
Purrs like a kitten.
Yeah.
A kitten that smokes. With a
police escort, no less.
Yes, and that's...
And then they're heading out of town.
Yeah, they don't have a choice anymore. Like,
yeah,
they can't stay in town.
Exactly. There's just too much shit going on, and it's too hard to, you know, keep everything calm. So,
it doesn't help that when they're leaving with the police escort,
there's a crowd of people that are all armed, like
all everywhere. Over the highway, lining both the highway and the one above as well. Like, shit.
And then, we get Greenlips breaking into Vita's storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
Starts looking through, you know, Vita's stuff. Sees badges, stuff like that. Pictures. And then takes Vita's suit.
Yeah.
And...
this is fun.
This is actually pretty awesome if you think about it. We break in on the gamer nerds fighting a dragon. And as this is happening, Vita just pops through the dragon simulation and scares the shit out of them.
Yep.
And then Charlie pops up behind him and scares him even more. And
one thing I didn't know is when they pull up to the house, there's like a grappling hook hanging off of the bumper. That wasn't there before. That.
Yeah.
That wasn't there when they left.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, but yes.
But the whole time this is going on, one of the kids is like, oh, the price of everything just went up. You know, every time they do something that, you know, he thinks is, you know, like, he's basically trying to be a hard ass, like, mm-hmm. you know.
But they get a more detailed list.
That's, yeah, they get an updated list of the backers.
Yep. I still don't think it's everybody. I think there's still some that they can't get a hold of. But, yes, this is what they even say, you know, the bots are there upping the price like before. But then they go off. They leave.
Yeah. And Vita's like, look, bots shouldn't be bumping up your numbers this much. Something's going on. Something's mm-hmm. going on more than what I know. And, you know, nobody's got answers for me.
And then we end the issue with them.
Well, them pulling into a gas station.
Yeah, I
mean, and the teller or the guy in a truck beside them notices them from pictures online, obviously.
I do like how Vita has her hand in the jacket.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, try it. See what happens. But yeah, they end it with them leaving Los Angeles.
And the last thing that we get is Vita talking to the dog. And she's like, yeah, I know she's a barrel of fun, easy to like, cute. And I know she's your human and all, but I don't fucking trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it ends.
I like this.
I liked it a lot too. Yeah. It was very engaging right from the beginning, and
it's literally just go, go, go.
Yeah,
like you can't get away from. But and you still, get sucked in so quickly too.
But it still fills you in enough to where you understand what's going on. It's not like it's this odd concept. Like it builds up the whole. You know, like it gives you most of the information you need to know about the Reaper and about the Defender and about the crowdfunding, the things like that, and it gives you, you know. The only thing that we lack is background information about our main character.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got some good news and bad news. Good news is, like I said, there's 12 issues. Bad news is, I don't know if it got canceled. So, like I said, this one came out in 2018 to 2019. Like, the issue 6 was January 2019. Then it jumps, 6 months. Next issue comes out in July. It goes July, August, September, skips October, comes out in November, skips till like February, and then the next one is in like March of 2020, and hasn't had anything since then. That's almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, it'll have been a year. So, I would say go buy this stuff because the second volume is still good, and I'm liking it. I love this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want more of it. I want them to finish the story. And I didn't read all of the second volume, but I did skim through it, and the very end is a cliffhanger. Like, issue 12 is a cliffhanger. So,
of course.
I need to know what's going to happen. So, that's both the good and the bad. It's a good story. The bad is I don't know if it's going to get more.
Maybe they just had issues during like the pandemic and stuff like that. And then it'll, you know.
Yeah, but
I guess it's Image too, though. So, I mean, that's.
It's literally create their own content. And if they're not being sold, if people aren't buying them.
Yeah.
You know, okay, they got 12 issues. That's something. But I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, even if they just do like a giant one, maybe 3-issue miniseries to finish it up. I don't know. I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Guys, go out and buy Crowded.
It's a good one. It really is.
It is. I think it's fantastic.
So as we end the episode here, you know, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. There we go.
I don't know what it's called anymore. Those things.
I can't remember. You would think after so many times.
Yeah.
Or whatever app you use, because you can rate it on other things. I just don't know how to do that.
Yeah, and if you do leave a review, and it's not on the iTunes Apple Podcast thing, let Joey know at on his Instagram or Twitter.
So
on
Twitter?
Twitter.
On Twitter it's Comic Book Run Twitter is at Comic Rundown. I mean, you could just search Comic Book Rundown, that'll pop up. Instagram is Comic Book Rundown. You can send us email, so say you did review us on another app. You can email me, tell me you did. And that's comicbookrundown@gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to Joe from Wreck My Podcast and Half of the Sex Turtles for our music. Also want to, you know, shout out our merch over on Redbubble and TeePublic. Links are in the show notes. Let's see, shout out to other podcasts. Let's see, who should I shout out this week?
Who have you shouted out? I don't know.
I've shouted out a lot of people. Do I want to re-shout out more people? Same people?
I don't care.
Good. You can go check out Geek Ultimate Alliance. I'm part of that network as well. I do a podcast on there every 3 months called Ranger Alliance. Talk about Power Rangers TV shows and the current comics coming out. We also have on that network, we got DC Alliance, Marvel Alliance, which talk about all of the current DC and Marvel happenings. As of right now, when this episode comes out, they'll be talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier. They spent the last, you know, 9 weeks of, well, 8 weeks of WandaVision talking about that. That's been basically been their main. DC has been a lot of Snyder cut stuff, so
no way.
By the time this episode comes out, I mean, we'll still be talking about Snyder stuff. Let's not lie.
That's all these DC dweebs have been talking about.
Uh-huh. Deal with
I'm
it.
I'm talking about you.
I know. Deal with it. They also have Star Wars Alliance.
How many times have you watched that trailer, Joey?
Don't worry about that. Star Wars Alliance with Katie. She's awesome. I've been on there a couple times. They've got Super Civil Servants, which is just everybody on the network just hanging out for like a couple hours talking about news of the week. There is Slice of Film, where Katie also goes on there and discusses a film she's never seen or one she's seen but the guest hasn't seen yet. I'm going to be on there in the future talking about a film. Don't know when yet. We got to schedule that. But there's also World's Finest True Believers hosted by Chris Balga. He's been on the show before. Good friend, good guy, great podcast. He, if I'm correct, because I'm not entirely sure when this episode comes out, no lie, but he either is coming up to his 50th episode or just had his 50th episode. So congratulations on that, Chris. That's awesome. What else is in there? Superhero Discussions, which talks about cartoons. Like, I think they're currently doing the Batman animated series. They've done Spider-Man animated series. I don't know what else Travis has planned for that. Then on the weekends, we've got the Weird Science comic rundown, where Eric is talking about the DC and comics, DC and Marvel comics of the week. Just a quick little rundown of it. I think that's everything. That's all the shout-outs I'm going to give for the moment. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
See you guys.